Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Let me start by welcoming today the participants to the WTO introductory course for least developed countries who have the opportunity to attend this General Council meeting, and I'm pleased that this session provides you with the opportunity to gain an overall picture of the WTO's work, in which the interests of the LDC figure prominently. Now, on the specific point on the agenda, since my last report to the General Council, the Trade Negotiation Committee has had one informal meeting on 24th of July. The purpose of this meeting was to discuss the situation and next steps in the DDA. My remarks to that meeting were made available to delegations in document job 09/84, and I'm requesting that they be included in the minutes of the General Council meeting. I will not repeat all the details, but what I would like to do briefly is to recall some of the points that were made and build on the common threads that emerged in our discussion on Friday. I provided delegations with an account of my recent contacts at political level and the renewed impetus that leaders have given the DDA, with a call that the round be concluded in autumn. I then set out an overview of the state of play in each of the negotiating areas, as well as an insight into the roadmaps which are envisaged by the various chairs of negotiating groups in the weeks after the summer break. Now, whether these are roadmaps, train timetables, or GPS, to use the terminology evoked last Friday, whether they start in Versoix, in Vevey, or in Carouge, what I heard from you Friday is that all of them point in one and the same direction, which is the conclusion of the round next year. In the lengthy and, I believe, productive discussion, there was unanimous agreement that if we are to get to our destination on time, the renewed level of political re-engagement by leaders urgently require translation into tangible progress in the negotiation. There was also strong support for the process set out in the detailed roadmaps and for the need for all participants to be ready to work intensively in the autumn. On this, the message was very simple, all hands on deck. And while the need to work at all levels, including the bilateral level, was recognized, the primacy of the multilateral arena was stressed by delegations. Various views were expressed about the possible impact of bilaterals on the speed and transparency of multilateral decision-making, but there was a wide agreement that bilateral engagement should be no reason for slowing or holding up the multilateral process. The two have to move simultaneously. It was also noted that bilaterals should not go on too long and should be conducted with the maximum possible transparency. The strong position was expressed that scheduling in agriculture and NAMA would be the arrival point, to be just followed by a verification process. Thus, there was strong support for the no surprises principle with regard not only to the scheduling process in Ag and NAMA, but also to other areas under the single undertaking. There was also considerable discussion on the need to intensify and advance work right across the scope of negotiations, and while delegations recall the sequencing established by ministers at Hong Kong, the need to arrive at an acceptable level of certainty in all areas at the time of agreement on Naganama modalities was also widely recognized. This pleads for a more horizontal process, using our established pattern of working in concentric circles. This work should be text-based as far as possible, and to make such a process effective, it will be important that delegations signal their big-ticket items, but equally refrain from hostage-taking behavior. Lastly, I should also mention that many delegations reaffirmed our basic principles in the negotiations: multilateralism, development orientation, and a bottom-up and inclusive transparent process. And as TNC chair and as a DG, I will do everything within my realm to uphold these principles. Let me now report to you on the open-ended meeting on the GI extension and the relationship between the TRIPS agreement and the CBD, which I held yesterday afternoon under the mandate which was given to me at the Hong Kong Ministerial. As required by this mandate, I have earlier reported to the TNC and to the General Council on past progress with this consultative process. Since my last report to the General Council, I have been undertaking these consultations personally, with four sessions taking place between March and July, in order to follow up on the work that had previously been done by Rufus Yerxa in my name. Yesterday, I convened an open-ended consultation for all members and provided what I believe is an extensive report on the work done so far. So today's report will therefore be brief and cover the most recent developments. These consultations have concentrated on technical questions with a view to assisting members to understand more fully each other's interests and concerns and to shed light on the technical aspects of the two issues. They have not focused on questions of broad interest to WTO members, such as whether, and if so, how, these issues should be linked to the broader negotiating agenda. This is a question which still, of course, divides the members. While the consultation process has not bridged the gaps that have long defined debate on these issues, I believe the gaps are better defined. Their contours are, in my view, better illuminated, and we are gradually understanding more about the implications of different ways of bridging these gaps. But we should be clear, members still do not agree on certain procedural issues, and the status of these two issues vis-à-vis the overall work programme and negotiating package. Members also do not agree on substantive questions. For instance, they continue to differ on whether the scope of goods afforded higher protection under Article 23 should be extended or not, and they differ on what specific action, if any, is required to ensure that the TRIPS agreement and the CBD are mutually supportive. Now, while members differ on the need for GI extension, they do seem to agree that using the trademark, the sui generis legislation, or other legal means are legitimate ways of protecting GIs. The debate is more about whether and how such systems can or should deliver on members' expectations. Delegations also support the essential objectives and principles of the CBD. Where they differ is on how to ensure that TRIPS and its implementation effectively supports those objectives and principles. Yesterday's open-ended consultation illustrated both these points of convergence and the continuing areas of divergence. But from yesterday's discussion, I was able to conclude that there continues to be support among members for this method of continuing consultations, provided there is adequate transparency for you all, and I therefore undertook to continue this process along the same lines for the moment, while ensuring transparency, including through reporting to the TNC and the General Council. Also, in the light of requests from members yesterday and in the interests of transparency, I have agreed to make available the text of the informal report that I delivered to members, subject to the very strong caveat that it is only an informal impression of the process, informality being the lifeblood of such consultations. Any sense that these conversations would be reported or published in some authoritative or comprehensive record would be completely self-defeating, so please treat my report as background only, not as formal, as complete, or as definitive in any way. I will be pursuing those consultations following the summer break with the next meeting scheduled on October the 8th. So, in conclusion, Mr. Chairman, our task now is to match a political promise with a negotiating performance. It's about less talk about the talk and more about action. It's less about optimism or pessimism, and more about activism. And as I said last week, I believe we've come a long way. We're not far from our journey's end. The sense that we are entering in the end game needs to become both widely shared and more effective. And I hope that the holiday period will offer you all the chance not only to refresh yourselves, but also to reflect, refocus, so that the autumn will be indeed a season of fruitfulness. That concludes my report today, Mr. Chairman.